He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak Coach. In his press conference on Monday, Coach Kubiak said that Andre Johnson did not get the ball because the Raiders did a good job of mixing up their coverages on him. He also gave injury updates and talked about what the team must do to finish the season at 8-8.
Can you talk about the last series yesterday, and what was the thought process of Andre not being on the field?
Oh, that was just me. I was trying to get Jacoby some reps and get him in the game. He hasn't been in the game a wide receiver much, so that was just my decision. Issues we should have right now are DB, day to day, and Nick came out of the game with a little swollen knee, the one that's been giving him some problems, but we're hoping for the best. Hope he's ready to go.
Matt seemed more emotional yesterday on the field and off the field than he has been, you know, throughout many of his starts. Can you kind of talk about that and what, you know?
Well, he's a competitor, Megan, and things weren't going good yesterday. We weren't playing well. He's trying to rally his football team and make some plays and compete, and that's why he's got a chance to be a great player. So, you know, most guys are, you know, going to make it in this league and going to be that way, usually have that type of fire, and it's in him, and he was very disappointed yesterday, just like all of us.
Is that good to see in him, though? I mean, were you?
You bet. Yeah. You bet. I would hope to see that in all of our guys, so yeah, I like it.
Gary, just ask about Andre Johnson. I was watching the game. I wasn't at the game. You don't see all 22 on TV. Looking back at that game, were there other opportunities for him?
No, you know what? There, you know, naturally there are calls made to try to, you know, to get him the ball, get him more involved. You know, coverage has dictated that we go some other place with the ball. You know, I'll say it like I said yesterday, Matt. I mean, obviously when Andre's making a lot of plays, that's good for our football team. And, you know, he's done a pretty good job this year, and our coaches have done a great job of getting him that ball. I think he's, you know, had a pretty good year. Yesterday, did not get any balls in the first half. But, yeah, we moved the ball very well in the first half. We just didn't have the points to show for it. So they're a good pass defense football team. Give them credit. They played extremely well. And, you know, we did not play as well. And part of not playing well is Andre's part of that, and the O-line's part of that, the quarterback's part. We're all part of that. So, you know, naturally he didn't touch the ball enough yesterday for us to win. So, you know, it's disappointing for all of us.
How about defensively? Were they doing something different?
No, they actually did not even match up with him. They didn't send 21 with him, you know, in every situation like we thought they would. They did play us in a lot of man coverage. When you play the Raiders, you got to beat man to be successful. So, you got to go outside and do a good job as a receiver, beat man coverage. You know, got to find a way to get them the ball as far as making the throws and those type of things. But when they got us down by two touchdowns, they did play a lot of zone coverage on us, played more two deep, quarter half.
Yeah, I meant your defense.
Did oh, I'm
do
sorry.
Anything that was different?
Did our guys do anything different?
No. Or did they do anything differently offensively that surprised
no,
you?
No, they really didn't. You know, if you look at the big picture, I think the biggest thing that shows up is we've been really good on third down the past month, and then yesterday we get beat on third down. They're almost 60% on third down, so that means they're staying on the field. We were playing a lot of man coverages the past month or 5 weeks, and we've done a pretty good job there. We played some more man coverage in this game, and, you know, giving them credit, they made some plays, you know, against some of our man coverage. So, like I said, it wasn't anything different that we were doing. I mean, I think the Raiders just did a much better job than we did.
How about Chester, his flag, the penalty?
Well, it's disappointing, you know, because you talk about poise as a football team, and every week you talk to your players about having poise. You know, when you play that football team in that environment, that it's a very emotional environment, and you know, it usually gets pretty physical out there. And we talked about the night before the game that our poise being worth a couple of first downs to us in the game, and bottom line, it was worth cost us a touchdown possibly right there. So. You know, you can't do that. You hurt your football team. You know, that just you lose your composure for a second. Whether you got hit or not, it doesn't matter. You can't do that. Chester knows that. Every player on this team knows that. So he's got to keep his composure in that situation and hurt us.
What are you looking for your team this week?
Well, I just want to see us play a lot better. I want to see us bounce back and play a lot better than we played yesterday. We, like I said, we got beaten all three phases of the game. We have no excuses. It's not like we went down there and gave them a game. They earned it. They beat us up across the board. They coach and play very, very well. So we got to come back and hopefully do the same thing against a good Chicago team this week.
You think it's going to be difficult to get your team up this week because their goal of the winning season is not possible?
I expect our team to be up every week. That's the National Football League. You play a lot of games. It's a very emotional week to week. You see that go around this league all the time. We're all professionals. We're paid to do a job, and obviously we didn't get ours done yesterday.
Hey, Coach, I'm sure you won't do a full evaluation until the season is done, but in terms of preparation last week, what would you do different? Or do you see things that you didn't like?
No, I prepare the same way. We prepare the same way for every game. We don't change our routine very much, how we put in game plans, how we go about our work. We practice the same way from a standpoint of how we've been doing the things the last 6 or 7 weeks from a fresh standpoint. So I wouldn't do anything any different. Naturally, as a coach, you'd like to have a lot of calls back, and I'm sure as players, you'd like to have a lot of plays back. But you don't make excuses. We got beat.
But when you have poor practices,
we've had poor practices
to get a better practice.
We have poor practices before. We're not perfect every day. We've had poor practices and played good, and we've had good practices and played poorly. So, I mentioned after the game Thursday, we didn't practice as well as we had been practicing. We weren't as sharp as we had been, but we did come back and practice very well on Friday.
You had a whole plane ride back, and then you were watching film. Did you second-guess your decision when you were down there on the 5 at all in 3rd and inches and then 4?
No, I'd still go for it. Naturally, I'd call a different play when you're not successful. You go back and do something else. But just the momentum of the football game, the way the day had went, looking for a spark for our football team, I would go for it again in the situation that we were in. So, like I said, just obviously could have done something better. We haven't been running well in the red zone, Megan. Should we run more? Yeah, to be a good red zone team, you probably should. But we haven't been running well down there. That opportunity that we missed on down there, we had 2nd and 2, we didn't execute. We had 3rd and 1, we didn't execute. And then 4th and 1, I didn't give them a good enough play to execute. So, we got to get a lot better down there. We've been pretty poor the last month.
What do you take from that game into even next season that you can use either in the way they played or the things that happened? Is there something you can learn from yesterday that will carry even into next season that you'll end up using?
Well, there are highs and lows in this business all the time. I mean, you play a lot of football games, 16 games, a lot of games. And, the emotional factor week in and week out, and as you can see around this league, and not just our game, comes into play all the time. But the thing you got to do is, like I said earlier, you got to be professional about your job and what you're doing. And, yesterday, to me, we just didn't do it at the level that I expect us to do it at or we're expected to do it at. And when we don't do it that way, we're not going to be successful.
Does the nature of that loss negate the last 4 weeks in any way, do you think?
It's a week-to-week business, so it's not good today. It's been good the last 4 weeks, but it's not good today, and we got to go back to work, try to make it better this week.
Just one other thing. Is there anybody that you want to see because it's the last game to get some reps and take into some sort of off-season evaluation, or is it just strictly business as usual?
I don't know. We talked about that a little bit upstairs a while ago, but we got a game to win, so we'll do whatever we think is best to beat Chicago.
Was there anything going on with Andre yesterday that he wasn't a factor in that game at all after that 200-yard game?
What do you mean?
Was there not feeling well, or is there?
No, he was fine. He was fine. As far as I know, there's nothing wrong with him, unless you know something I don't know. But we just didn't play as well as a group as we've been playing. So, and Andre's part of the group.
All you Texans, get up and scream!